there's an opportunity for him to really give Fox News a bit of a warning. You know, hey, be careful about how you treat me these days. I'm not going to just roll over.
Welcome to the Powers That Be Daily, Puck's podcast focused on the intersection of Wall Street, Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood, and the players who run it all. I'm Peter Hamby. It's Thursday, May 2nd. Today, I'm joined by Eric Gardner to talk about Hunter Biden's multifaceted legal war against Fox News over the many ways the network has covered his scandals. Biden is even claiming that Fox violated revenge porn laws for airing racy images from his now infamous laptop. Eric explains all the angles. We also discuss a tantalizing prospect for news organizations. Could they use artificial intelligence to dramatize the trials of Donald Trump, turning court transcripts into compelling audio? And would the courts even let that happen? We'll discuss all that and much, much more on today's episode of The Powers That Be. Are you tired of sleeping hotter than hell? I sure am. I sleep hot. There's something crucial about sleep that eludes us when we're too warm, too uncomfortable, and too caught in the web of our own thoughts to drift off. And while curiosity fuels our days, science tells us that cool sleep recharges our nights. That's where Chili Pad by Sleep Me comes in. Meet the bed cooling system that elevates the quality of human life through cool sleep. The Chili Pad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. I love it. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Chili Pad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees, allowing your body to rest and recover. This isn't just about escaping the heat, it's also about optimizing your sleep for better health, more energy, and improved physical and cognitive performance, which I obviously need hosting a podcast. Chili Pads are designed for one or two sleepers, so if your sleep partner likes to sleep at a different temperature, or you only need it for one side of the bed, that's okay too, and we know that's crucial. Plus, you can schedule automated temperature changes to trigger deep sleep. But when I'm at home, Chili Pad solves those problems. So trust me on this one. Visit sleep.me/powers to get your Chili Pad and save up to $315 with code POWERS. This offer is available exclusively for Powers That Be listeners and only for a limited time. Order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with their sleep trial. Visit www.sleep.me/powers because you're not just investing in better sleep, you're creating a better life. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Powers That Be. Shout out to my brother, Michael. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday. I love you. I'm joined today by Eric Gardner to talk about an interesting angle to artificial intelligence and what it could do to trials and how the media covers them. But first, Eric, I want to ask you about Hunter Biden and his powerhouse legal team going to war with Fox News for a variety of reasons. They want to kill the trial of Hunter Biden, which is the series that they're supposedly airing on Fox Nation, but also Fox's remorseless coverage of Hunter Biden and the ongoing insinuations repeated from Republicans in Congress that he broke the law, that he, you know, was in a bribery scheme with his dad, et cetera, et cetera. What's the latest? Like, can you just like sort through all of this? Because it feels like Hunter Biden probably has a lot to be mad at Fox News about. But where do we begin?
Yeah, well, you know, Hunter Biden has been on a bit of a revenge tour for the past year or two. I mean, he's sued a lot of people. He sued Rudy Giuliani. He sued, Giuliani's associates and sued the people who stole his laptop and others in the conservative sphere. It doesn't surprise me at all that he's now targeting Fox News. You know, Fox News is a particularly weak target at the moment because of all the hundreds of millions of dollars it paid last year in the Dominion case. So I'm sure, you know, there's an opportunity for him to really give Fox News a bit of a warning. You know, hey, be careful about how you treat me these days. I'm not going to just roll over. And, you know, especially in the wake of the FBI arresting one of its sources for those bribery allegations, this was, you know, a moment for Hunter Biden to come across and say to Fox News, hey, you've been covering this story, you're obsessed on this story, but, you know, you need to take a deeper look at what you've been covering and how you've been treating me. So I think that that was basically what he was trying to do.
Is there any defamation recourse here? Obviously, Fox News is sensitive to these things, maybe, after the Dominion case. Like, what is the actual substance of Hunter's complaint, legally speaking?
Yeah, I mean, this is a complaint that throws the kitchen sink, you know, at Fox News. It's not just one thing. Yes, there's a defamation threat in there, but there's also, you know, threats on revenge porn because, you know, Fox News used some of his intimate photos from the stolen laptop.
They're calling that revenge porn.
They're calling that revenge porn. I mean, actually, it's not that bad of a claim, you know, because, you know, these states have, you know, taken revenge porn pretty seriously. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure he wants to get, you know, his nude images out of from Fox News's streaming platform. You know, good for him. I actually think that was one of the reasons why Fox News, you know, took down the series, at least temporarily, to look it over. But there's other stuff too. He's claiming that they're commercially using his name and likeness, you know, and on and on and on. It basically just, you know, make Fox News quake in its boots. I'm sure that Fox News isn't going to really change that too much of its coverage, but just to give everyone a little bit of a pause and to spell out, you know, what legal claims he might have. I'm skeptical of some of them, but nevertheless, I think it makes sense for him to throw a letter at Fox News.
Just for the people who listen to Powers That Be who are not fans of Fox's streaming network, let me explain what the trial of Hunter Biden actually is. This is not a documentary or dramatization of the story of Hunter Biden and how he got here. It is, quote, how a possible Hunter Biden trial might look. When I hear that, when I read that in your story up on Puck, I think Hunter has a legal argument here. Like, in other words, they're just making stuff up about him on top of profiting off of his name and likeness when there's not an actual current event that they're covering.
Well, let me push back a little bit. Yeah, they're making stuff up, but it's nothing illegal to make stuff up. You're allowed to use your imagination. The question is whether they're defaming him, whether, you know, they're telling their audiences false things about them. They're representing them as false things. And, you know, here one could say, you know, they're telling their audiences, hey, this is not a real trial. Hunter Biden is not, you know, hasn't been charged with anything. We're just doing a mock trial based on what we know, what we hear. I honestly, you know, think that's probably okay. I don't think that would carry a defamation claim. He's also trying to, you know, say that this violates his name and likeness. I think that there are, you know, problems with that legal theory as well. So I understand why it causes people sensitivity and why on first blush people would be like, hey, you can really do that? But honestly, you know, mock trials have been going on TV for you know, quite some time. So I, you know, as long as it has a newsworthy element, as long as they're not dressing it up to be something that it's not, I think they could probably get away with it.
It just reminds me of when Jerry West got really mad at HBO for that Lakers series, and basically it raised, which I think, and we talked about this, I think it's like a legitimate question as to whether fictionalized shows, and like this is like a mock trial kind of thing, but it's still fictionalized. So many Americans learn about current events, learn about history from dramatized versions of real events, like the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Like, they were, you know, people assumed that was exactly true to life, where there were things in it, you know, as are true with any piece of fiction, that are exaggerated. But, you know, it's about real world people. And that's where I think it just gets a little muddy.
I hear you. I mean, there's a case that's going to trial next month. Next, Netflix is the defendant. It's a case over the dramatization of the Central Park Five trial back 20 years ago when, you know, that was an infamous event in New York history. And Ava DuVernay did a 5-part series on it. And Linda Fairstein, who was the prosecutor in the case, has claimed that that dramatization is, you know, a defamatory picture of her racial attitudes and such. And the judge has let it go in the trial, and Netflix, for the first time, you know, in its history, is you know, on track to be a defendant in a defamation trial. I think that the difference between this and that is that, you know, Netflix wasn't saying that this was 100% accurate, but they were also kind of saying that this was based on real events. I don't think I hear anything. The trial of Hunter Biden is based on, you know, real events. It's a mock trial. It's a, you know, they have a TV judge on the thing. They're, you know, reminding people constantly that this is, you know, it's just Fox News porn, basically. It's you know, I don't think anyone takes it seriously.
Oh man, it's such a bizarre thing. Thank you for walking me through it. I'm gonna take a quick break, Eric. When we come back, I want to ask you whether TV news networks or any news organization could use AI to dramatize what's happening in Donald Trump's courtrooms. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/powersthatbe, netsuite.com/powersthatbe. That's netsuite.com/powersthatbe.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Whoa. Welcome back to the Powers That Be, everybody. I'm talking to Eric Gardner. Eric, in your piece about Hunter Biden versus Fox News, you kind of had this parenthetical line embedded in your story. And you say this, sidebar, is anyone thinking of taking the transcripts of the Donald Trump hush money trial and using AI to take viewers inside the New York courtroom? How will the federal judiciary respond when technology is used to evade bans on the filming of court proceedings? I found that really interesting in part because I'm going back and rewatching all the O.J. Simpson content after he died, the big 30 for 30 that they did, which is amazing for anyone who wants to go back and rewatch. I mean, worthy of every journalistic award. But yeah, like, couldn't you take the transcripts and just sort of run them through a sophisticated AI, like 11 Labs is one of those like really, really great AI audio companies that makes, you know, great, can be used for ill, but makes really pretty accurate impressions of people. What do you think about this? I mean, what's stopping CNN from just taking the transcripts and like creating audio versions of what happens in the court every day?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's something that I've been thinking about, and I have a couple of theories. Number one, they only announced that the transcripts would be ready like at a very late juncture, you know, like a couple of days before the trial began. So there was no real testing of it, no time for anyone to get prepared. Second of all, you know, there's always the possibility that if they do this, it's going to piss off the judge and the transcripts will not be made available anymore. So I'm sure that they want to be careful on that end. But that being said, you know, you look at the day's news and the Trump trial is not even like, you know, top of the news on most days. I mean, this is a historic event, the first trial against the former president. And part of it, I think, is that it's because it's not televised. If this thing was on TV in a, you know, viewable way, I think it would be a much bigger deal. I don't know whether it's a good idea to, you know, use AI to do the entire trial, but it would be interesting if they tried to use it for highlights. I think that's extremely doable. You know, instead of just having, you know, that transcripts of the trial go up on screen and one of their anchors read it, you know, this is what the testimony said of the day. You know, if they had, you know, AI do it, it'd be really fascinating, and I have no idea how courts would react to it. I mean, there's bans on broadcasting in the courtroom. Would that be, you know, interpreted very broadly to say that this is out of bounds? Or, you know, could someone, you know, make a legitimate First Amendment case for using AI in this fashion? I don't know, but I think it's coming. You know, the O.J. Simpson case, you know, was remembered because it basically ushered in the era of, you know, TV courts rooms. And I think that there's an opportunity up ahead, if not this one, then maybe one of the future Trump trials, for it to be kind of the AI trial. And I think that a lot of people in newsrooms, you know, better start thinking about this, because that it's coming.
Oh, absolutely. Remind me really quick before I let you go, are any of the upcoming trials, the Georgia case and the two federal cases, are they going to allow cameras in the courtroom? Have they decided yet?
The only one that's going to allow cameras in the courtroom is the Georgia one. We've already seen some of the hearings from the Georgia one. Remember the infamous, you know, funny, you know, the affair of whether she had to be recused. That hearing was on TV. And if that gets to trial, it probably will be televised. The interesting thing about Florida is that Florida is one of the most generous states when it comes to TV cameras in the courtroom. If you ever watch Court TV, for instance, you know, a lot of the trials that happen are in Florida. The problem is that the Trump trial down there is happening in federal court, not state court. So it's under federal court rules. And so there's absolutely no way that's going to be televised. There, in the DC one, there's actually a petition by a pending petition by media outlets for televised cameras. The media coalition is trying this, you know, trying to evade the ban by saying, well, we can, you know, do something like film what's in the pool room, you know, or something like they're trying to, like, you know, do this interesting interpretation of the rules. I don't think that will work, but we'll see. it's also possible that, you know, that will be appealed upwards. It'd be interesting to see, you know, the Supreme Court get involved into, you know, the issue of whether the First Amendment includes a right to televise the Trump trial.
Man, from that to TikTok's claim of First Amendment violations, the First Amendment is being cited in many new and interesting ways by actors these days. And thank you for reminding me that Court TV and probably the entire catalog of the show Cops would not exist without the state of Florida. Eric, thank you for joining me as always, buddy.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of The Powers That Be. As a reminder, The Powers That Be is the official podcast of Puck. We'd like to thank Ben Landy, Liz Goff, and Alex Bigler for their editorial and production guidance. If you like what you hear, please share with a friend. It really helps us keep delivering the inside scoop that only Puck can offer. Follow us on Twitter at Puck News. I'm Ben Landy. See you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes wherever you get your podcasts. The Powers That Be Daily is executive produced by John Kelly, co-founder of Puck, Bob Tabador, and Ben Landy, executive editor at Puck.